Okay, Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Yud Dalet in Tanis. Again, we learned for the safe return of Yaakov Naftali ben Rachel Dvorah, Gilad Michoel ben Baskalim, Eyal ben Iris Teshura. We learned to the two dots yesterday, and we pick it up from there. It's about 15 lines down on the page. Tani Chada, we learned in one brisa, Ubris Manikas. Now, we've learned, this has been discussed already for several blot, that in times of drought, there were a series of 13 fasts. The first three were more minor, weren't astringent. Then we had another three which were more stringent. And then the last seven, which were decreed to all seven together, those were the most stringent, for a total of 13. And stringency meant in things that you could do with, you know, how much, how distressed did they have to act, and how limited were they, and how much did they have to afflict themselves. So we had the series of 3, 3, and 7, the first, the middle, and the last. So Tani Chada once said that ubros amenikos, women who are pregnant or nursing, misanas burishonos, they fast the first ones, but they don't fast on the last ones. Sounds a little bit strange, right? Because the first ones were less stringent. But then we had another bris, so it says tani yirich misanas bachronos, misanas burishonos, that they fast on the last ones, which are more stringent, not the first ones. Now, a logic for first ones and not last ones is, well, the last ones are so many, 7, it's just too hard for them. You know, the first ones are easier, so let's do those. As far as for the last ones and not the first ones, the first ones are more minor. They're not, you know, not astringent, so they don't have to do that. It's like you say, women fast on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, they don't fast on the other days. Tanich had a third bris that says Ein Misanos Lo Brishonos Lo Brishonos. Another bris says they don't fast on the first ones or the last ones. What's going on over here? So Amar Rav Rashi says a beautiful pshat. Nakadam Tziyasa, presume that they fast only on the middle ones. Biyatcha, take the middle ones. The Mitatzin Kuz, you could explain them all this way. Meaning, when he says that from the first bris, it said that they fast on the first ones, not the last ones. He means first ones refers to the middle ones compared to the last ones. They're first, right? They're before. It means before and after. So the first ones mean they fast. And as if you assume that they only fast on the middle three. Why middle three? The last 7, too hard. 7's too much for them. The first ones aren't astringent because, you know, not everybody fasts the first ones. The middle three, that they could do. So if you assume they only fast on the middle three, the middle ones, you can explain all the brises that way. Why? Mm-hmm. The first brise that says Ubros Amenikos Mensalos Brishonos Mensalos means that the middle one, the first ones mean the first ones compared to the last ones. That's the middle ones. When the second brise says they fast on the last ones and not the first ones, that means the middle ones, again, they fast the middle ones because that's not the first ones. They don't fast the first ones, they fast on the middle ones compared to the first ones or the last ones. And then when it says they don't fast on the first ones or the last ones, that means literally they don't fast the first ones or the last ones, only the middle ones. It's a nice track. Rashi is a Lashon of Tzachas. I always like that Lashon of the Farshim use, Lashon of Tzachas. Tzachas means like, it means clear, and I don't know. Tzach, mazat tzach, bright, mazat tzach.
Clear.
Yeah. But it's in English, it doesn't fit that well. I was thinking that, I don't have a good word for it. In English, it's, yeah. Yeah, but just the opposite. We're saying that we are explaining it. Anyways, I think tzachas is more or less like a cute way. In English, I think the way you train, I don't have a good way, but I would say, I always bothered by that word because they see it in the Mefarshim also. But tzachas, like he wants to say, like, it's more like a cute way of explaining things. It means clear and bright, you know, clear and bright. But it doesn't fit in English, it doesn't fit in to say it's clear, but it's more of a cute way of explaining things. It's clear. It's not so clear, right? Because it's always like when they want to say the word and they say, we want to say like an interesting way to explain it, you know? You say here that the middle way is good. If you say it's the middle ones, it's good. Why? Because the first doesn't always mean, first means first compared to the last. And the last doesn't always mean the last, it means the middle ones compared to the first that are last. That means the first, you know, tzachas here means it's clear, but it's not so clear to me, you know. It's not always so clear. It's more a lushen of a cute way of explaining it. In other words, it's like a pshat, but it's not the simple pshat. All right. Miley says,
what word?
Tzachut. Tzach. 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 It's a lushen tzachut.
Yeah, use it to mean, say, like rhetorically.
Yeah.
Or sometimes metaphorically.
Right. So, but the translation of the word means clear or bright. Tzach. You know, tzach. So how do you explain that with Lashon Tzach? You say, yes, it's used metaphorically. It's used
in rabbinic literature.
It's used metaphorically. Like you say, it's
rhetorically.
Rhetoric, right.
Some sort of literary bent to it.
Right, a bend, exactly, a bend to it. So that's what I'm saying. So it's not. So it's, it doesn't really. It doesn't fit in with the word clear in English. You understand? It's clear. It's like a nice way of saying it, but it's not.
It's not clear.
It's not so clear, right?
It's not clear. It's creative.
It's creative. Creative is a good way of explaining. It's creative. Look, Mepharshim all use that. Even the Achronim use the Lashon Tzachis. I hear the rabbi say it all the time. Lashon Tzachis and Tzachis, I would say it this way, which means it's not the literal translation. It's a creative way of explaining it. Here Rashi says it. Vitzachus Lashonu. Rashi says it right here. It's not just in the later rabbis. Right, if you see with the gra on the side there, which is like Golsaker, right there, Rashi says Vitzachus Lashonu. It's I think creative is a good word. Irving's word is a good word. It's creative.
Because it doesn't jump out at you, but right. once you told it,
yeah, you could use that.
You can actually focus on
right.
That.
It's an it's a nice interpretation. So, it's not the Pashup Shack.
Kasher of a
Masriya. I wouldn't say masriach at all. I say it's a cube shot. All right. How are these greater? Now that's the lashon of the Mishnah. How are the later ones greater than the first ones? In other words, the last ones, the seven. How are they greater than the fast? We said the middle fast already. Everybody fasts, right? If the first three fast, then they make al tzibur. The middle three, everybody fasts. And then if you weren't answered by then, they had seven more. Right, they had seven more. Seven more, which is a total of 13. And ma elu, the lashon of the Mishnah was the gears was ma elu. How are these greater? How are these seven more stringent? Let's say than the other ones. Then in these we also do truas and we lock the stores. Now, what does truas mean? Ma masriim. My masriim, not masriach, masriim. What does it mean? Rabbi Yehuda Mashofer's masriim is literally blow the shofar. You blow the shofar on them. As we'll see, that you blow the shofar for the additional six brachas that they add in the Shemoneh Esrei on a tiny seabor, at each of the brachas they blow tkiah through a tkiah, so there's a total of 6 times 3 is 18 tkiahs. Rav Yehuda Rav Shmuel Bar Shios Mishmeid Rav Omer Ba'anenu. The Masriyan, it's not like Meirian, Rashi says, Meirian is a lashon of blowing the shofar. Masriyan could go both ways. So Rav Yehuda says it means blow the shofar. Rav Yehuda Rav Shmuel says, no, it means Anenu. This is not the Anenu in Shemoneh Esrei that we said, that we talked about yesterday. Do you say in Shema Koleinu? Do you say it as a separate bracha? That Anenu. Because if that would be that Anenu, you wouldn't have Masriyan. How would you have 18? Rashi says. You wouldn't have 18. You wouldn't have 18. So later, we're going to quote in a minute the Brisa. The Mishnah says 18. So this Anenu is the Anenu that we say at the end of Slichas. Anenu Hashem Elokeinu, Anenu Avinu Malkeinu, Anenu, Anenu, Anenu. All those Anenus that we say, that's the Anenu that he means over here. That's what he means by Masriyan, by Anenu. That's what Rav Yehuda Breit Rav Shmuel Bar Shila says.
What's wrong with Rav Yehuda's Pshat?
Nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong. The question is, what does it mean?
Wouldn't that be
enough?
Yeah, well, okay.
Shofar doesn't say shofar. He says it means anenu. You don't do the shofar. Mandam or shofar is lomar anenu. That's where Samaiva Tanya ain't pochs and misheva tennis. You don't have less than seven. In other words, when they had three and then three and that didn't work, you can't say like, okay, we'll try three more. If that doesn't work, we'll add four. Four more and have seven. You have to have all seven at a time. You have to have at least seven. Al tzibur. Shebehen yudches hasros, in which there are 18, we'll see. Hatra, what are that? The similar W Yerichon, the similar is Yerichon. Rashi is Tupshah one because it says shofar, and then the other times, of course, we know they blew the shofar there and the wall fell down. But Yerichon shofar's happening. If shofar's over there, so you see it's clearly shofar. It's Yuf the Levan Domer Anenu, and then it's a kash on the one who says it means only Anenu and not Truas. How could you, like you, sort of like you're saying, how can you say Masriyan doesn't mean Truas? Clearly means Truas in this case, can't mean anything else. You can't be any other way. Ella b'shofers to kol yamalo pligi the kar the asura. Rashi explains what it means is in our mission when it says masriyan clearly means b'shofer. Clearly means b'shofer. Ki pligi b'anenu. The question is Rashi says not b'anenu. Rashi says ki pligi b'anenu. In other cases, as we said, when various calamities hit the Jewish people and they had to cry out, is anenu enough over there? Is just saying the anenu, or do they have to blow the shofar also? That's the question. Or zelachud, zelachud. Right. No, but everybody agrees that our mission masriyan means shofar. Keep liga by name. Marsav akarli asro. That's also when the other case when the mishnah or the brisa says that other calamities you also masriyan doesn't mean anein. Marsav akarli asro. That anein is also called asro. Marsav lo karli asro. That's not asro. Asro always means shofar. So Lamadam Aneinu Kolshkin Bishofar. So one who says Aneinu, certainly you could do shofars. And as he says Masrim, certainly Masrim could also mean shofars. Lamadam Bishofars, Avalaneinu. Hasrofars means, Hasrofars means shofars, just like Marian Hasrofars also means shofar. It doesn't mean Aneinu. But the one who says it can mean Aneinu, Kolshkin, if you wanted to do shofars, it certainly means that also. Rashi says, Elo b'shofar z'kul yam v'dohom masriin d'ktoni hochav masdisen d'avdina b'tanias b'shofar etzron. Ki pligi b'aninu. Ki pligi b'masriin d'amina b'alma. In other cases, al shar paronios. Marsav aninu nami asra. That's also asra. V'hai d'ktoni b'alma masriin b'aninu. It's good enough aninu. Ma'an d'av b'shofaros al aninu lo. Asra masriin always means aninu. Says the Gemara, Iva tanya, tanya shokom and efiros. Other calamities that hit the people, hamasragish kagon chichuch. Chichuch means dry boils, which cause people to scratch themselves. Chichuch is scratching, rubbing yourself against the wall. Chagav is locusts, flies, sira, hornets, yitoshim, mosquitoes, shuluch nechash makrabim, or if snakes and scorpions were sent out by Hashem. Lo yu masriyin, they did not do masriyin. Elotzolokin, they cried out. Now, midatzolok, Rashi's the gears the bachas, elotzolokin, hotzolok, peh, crying out means with your mouth. So since that's b'peh, mashma midatzak of b'peh asra is b'shofers. So that seems clearly to say, even by other calamities, asra means shofar. So it's a kasha, the one who says that asra could also mean crying out or anenu. That's a machlokas tanam. You're right. That brisa, Taka says asra means shofar. But I'll show you another brisa, Tanya, alelu masriim b'shabbos. On the following games, you call out even on Shabbos. What's that? Alishik, but guys, let's say a city was like it was under siege by troops, Onahar, or a river was overflowing, it was a flood, Al-Sfinam, or a ship was in distress at sea, a storm at sea. So on these, you're Masrin, even on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Le'ezra V'lot Tzaka. No, only to call out, you know, it's to call out 911, or to call out, you know, Hatzalah, count 100, or whatever number you're going to call out for Hatzalah. But for davening, you don't do that. You don't necessarily do a special davening on Shabbos for this kind of thing. Now, that's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. But what are we speaking about? The Tanakh says, Aleilu Masriyin B'Shabbos Ma, Ilan B'Shofras, doesn't mean Shofras, Shofras B'Shabbos B'Shar, you're not to use the Shofar on Shabbos. That's Rabbi Yossi, even by the Raisa on Rosh Hashanah, we were about to learn on Shabbos because you might carry, you don't use the Shofar on Shabbos. Ela B'Aneinu, means an name of Karla, so it's also called the Shofar, it's Aleilu Masriyin B'Shabbos Ma. So you see that different Tanakh, some say that in other cases, Hasra can mean Aneinu, like in the case of people under distress on Shabbos. Hasra means with Aneinu. And the Shita says, no, Hasra means blowing the shofar. So that's a machlokas tanoim, and these rabbis go like them. But in our Mishnah, Hasra certainly means blowing the shofar, because otherwise what would it mean 18? 18 what? 18. It's not Aneinu, so you know, you don't say Aneinu over and over and over again each day. Now it says the B'Shneid Rav Yudah, the years of Yudah Nasiya, Rav Yudah Nasi, not clear which one there was. He was a great grandson of Rabbi Yudah Nasi. Rabbi Yudah Nasi was a grandson. There's different Rabbi Yudah Nasi. Some were grandsons, great-great-grandsons of Rabbi Yudah Nasi. Havitzara, there was some calamity. There was some distress. It wasn't a drought. It wasn't lack of rain. Gozer Tlashan Tlashan, and he made Xera 13 fasts. Look, we have the series of 3, 3, and 7 again. Beloyani, they weren't answered. Whatever the distress was, whatever the calamity was, it still was extant. Some of them makes it fair. You want to do more. Don't forget, in our Mishnah, what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says, let's say after the 13, they weren't answered. Avru Eilu V'lo Nenu. Let's say after all 13 fasts, 3, 3, and 7, they still weren't answered. So in other words, you do less work, you do less binyan and marriage, etc. V'sheil Shalom, you know, people don't talk. You walk around like people are walking around today. They're all upset about Nebuchadnezzar, about the boys who were kidnapped. Lives are different. You don't feel the same. Your whole lives are affected by it. And that's what he said. And then he says, plus some yichidim, the good, the tzaddikim could also fast. He goes on and on like that. Okay, so here he says also when there was 13 fasts that passed, so, and 13 fasts happened, and they weren't relieved from the calamity. So he wanted some of them to make it face. So Rabbi Yudah Nasiya wanted to make a more fast. Amalei Rav Amirami said, Harayam, he said, Ein matrichan al tzibiyos. You can't do too much on tzibiyos. You can't be matrichan. It's too much already. That was Rav Ami's opinion. Amar Rav Abba, Bered Rav Chiyah Bar Abba, listen to this. Rav Ami, the other legame hu ravid. Rav Ami did that for his own sake. He just was sick of fasting. He didn't want to fast anymore. In other words, that wasn't the proper halacha. That was Rav Ami's opinion because he didn't want to fast. Like it was a not nice way of saying it. He didn't want to fast anymore, so he told him to do that. Elohim Rav Chiyah Bar Abba, Rav Yochanan, said the name of Rav Yochanan, the God of the Lord. So, Elohim, that's only the 13 for rain. But for other climates, there's no stopping. The rain, as we'll see, had a finite time, right? But that also could be. That also could be in the wrong time. But other peranios, if a plague or something like that, that's got to stop. And there's no time limit. So that's what he answered me. So Rav Abba complained that Rav Ami is wrong. Rav Ami told him to stop doing it because it's too much tircha. No, he says if there's that, and this is not a drought. We're talking about some other calamity that happened. Tanya Miyachi, you have a brisa.
You see one thing here, though.
Yeah.
You see the importance of not being in conflict when you're making zeres for the
Rav Ami was in conflict.
See how that's essential.
Yeah, we'll see. It's a machlokus. It's always essential. It's always a machlokus.
Well, I don't think.
Right.
In other words, it could be that Rav Ami. I don't think there's any machlokus in.
Well, like, wait. You'll see. It's a machlokus in that too. Machlokus
in
that.
Whether Rav Ami was objective or not.
Like Roy Wein says, there's always another opinion. There's always another rabbi.
It could be that he held.
No, I think he was saying the way he said it again. He was takif, but he wasn't objective. Rav Ami doesn't just say because I don't feel like fasting anymore.
Right.
We'll see. Give it a second. We'll see. Tanya Melech, another brisa. A brisa against Rav Ami. Kshamru, when they said shalosh, kshamru shevin, when they said lo amir l'ksham, that's for rain. Avol shamru for us for other calamities. Masanu v'holchan hashianu. Like they have a brisa, says the exact same thing that Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Be'elchanan said. Hashianu. That's the case. We have a real kasha, not simply Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan was the goal there. So he was like the first in the Maron, but he wasn't. He didn't have the power of a Tana. We don't have in the Mishnah. He didn't have the power of a Tana. But here we have a Brisa, which is a Tana, which says that you can keep on for other calamities, you keep on fasting. So let me tell you, Rami, Amal Chorav Ami, Tanai Tzemachot Tana. The Tanya Ein goes and Yotzim Mishal Shesam Tanias Alat Zibor. If you shame my Pichin and Sami Dabi, Divrei Rabbi's opinion. I go like Rabbi. So Rami says, Rami's on a Mars. I go like Rebbe. Rebbe holds, you never make more than 13. It's just too much. People can't do it. I'm sure today people would fast too, but we don't have the ability to fast. We're just too busy, too difficult, too fast. You can't make exer and people can't do it. So he says, you never make more than 13, not just because of drought. For anything, 13 is that. That's all you could do. That's not the reason, because it's too much. That's not the reason. Who's that? The reason is not because it's too much drought. Once you've done 13 fasts, the series with Kislev and Cheshvan and Kislev, it's already too late. There's no point anymore. You don't want the rain at that point, like Moshe said. You don't want the rain anymore in Nisan. That's the reason. But Shabshim Malil says, like they argued with Rami, like Rav Abba Breda of Chiyas says, Rav Yochanan says, no, that if for other calamity, you do fast. That's the reason. By drought, you don't fast anymore, because once 13 is up, the season's gone. But the other way, Shokulayna. So that comes out. It is a machlokas. It is a machlokas. Do you do, by a drought, it's only 13. But some say that's only because it's a drought, because that's the end of the season. But other things, you know, others say no, that there is reasons it's too
words,
much.
Rav
it's too
Ami
much.
Could have been.
Rav Ami went like had a time.
Yeah. That I can't fast.
Yeah, but that wasn't
but
the reason.
That wasn't the reason.
No. That was like a nice, you know, the rabbis, you know, many times did that kind of thing. They didn't mean that.
He did it
for himself. Today you'd say, oh, he made the halacha for himself. That's really a put down. That's not nice. He didn't mean it like that. It's always like, if saying he probably did it for himself, because it doesn't make any sense. Like, it's a way of saying it. We're takuf, takif with their language. Shochet I bin Ninveh l'Rebbe. Now, the people in Ninveh always need a rain all year round. They ask Kasha Livran, going Anan. That's a different question, but not related to what we've just been discussing. Going Anan. We need rain all year round, even in the summer. Thomas, height of the summer, we're starting Thomas next week, the summer starting. You need rain. But what should we do? In other words, we're not talking now about a drought. We're not talking about the Tanios. We're going back to Saint Talamata, which we stopped saying beginning of Pesach, right? We need rain in the summer. There are places when they need rain in the summer. So, yeah. That's what he's saying. So he said, hey, what should we do? Hey, Chinevin. Now, we know a general rule. If you have let's say, Chas V'Chil is something, you have a problem, and you're misbal, in Shemoneh Esrei, in Shemaya Tefillah, you could add on a special bracha, even for like a Refuah Shleima, there's a special nusach in Refa'enu for somebody who's sick, but you can always add, because Shemaya Tefillah is like everything, right? The Bracha Hashanim is for Shanim, Refa'enu is for Refuah, the other Tefillah is for Gula, every end is a special one. Shemaya Tefillah is for everything. Shemaya Tefillah, listen to all our prayers. So you can always add. So he says, so we need rain in the summer. So what are we like in Ninveh? Not just one guy, the whole city. Are we like yechidim? And we would add it in, and he's going to explain what that means. Okram, are we like a tzibur? Are we compared to a tzibur? Ki yechidim, are we like yechidim? Uvashamei tefillah, we should add on. We should say the same talamatar. In other words, don't say, you stop saying, you know, at the beginning of the Nisan, we say the same bracha like we do now, same bracha. But let's say they need rain. Should they say rain? Should they say the same talmud in Shemei Atfila? Oh, Kurab Dominan, Ubechazar, like a Rabbin, we should say in Bechazashan. Shalach Lu, he sent them back, Rabbi answered them. Rabbi answered, Yechidim, you're like Yechidim, Ubi Shemei Atfila. Meisvei. Rabbi Yuna, Amosai, when do you use the normal rules or affect your Amosai, the Seder of fasting, etc., you know, the normal course when the rain's supposed to happen after the Yom Tovim, in the fall, etc. Bizman Sheshan, particularly when things are normal, Yisrael, Shurim, Muslim, Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael. I was Manazeh, Hakol Afishon depends on the years, all the years are different, the whole cycle is out, Hakol Afishon could depend on the place, Rashi takes out Hakol Afishon. But in other words, now you go according to what you need, according to the rains, you don't go according, there's not a regular calendar. So what do you see over there? And in other words, even the Seder of Davening should change. Or Malay Masnisa, when I'm saying you're asking a kash from a Bryce and Rebbe, Tano Paul, he's another machlokas. My Havli, what's the halacha? Rav Nachman Omer Bechzashanim. That the people in individual cities, machlokas among the Rishonim, did they only daven in Ninveh, or does it mean any locale that needs rain? You know, Ninveh was a special case, but places that need rain. So Rav Nachman says he's taka saying Bechzashanim, the whole tzibur needs, Rav Sheshtam, Shemet Fila, Bechzashanim, Shemet Fila. If you need rain in a particular location, you know, you're in Idaho or whatever, so you could say it in Shemet Fila, you could add it as a Tfilas Yochid, even if it's a tzibur, adding
Adab.
Nahon, Bechzashanim, Fila, Bechzashanim, Fila. It's a good question, why not? Lamalo. Lamala. It's a good question. No, it's a prati about the shalkot tzibur. About the shalkot tzibur shehu mitpalel aleihem. Nachon, it's a sheila tova. But there are klal, ben adam, bon avad v'shir tzibur, bon agish ha-shir tzibur ayom, yesh lo tfiyah miyuchedet ma shikara b'mishpacha mashgad. Ze lo nachon shum shegir etze b'shlech, b'toch ha-shatze. Avu im ze b'glal kol, avur kol ha- kol ha-kihila. Lamala? It's a sheila tova.
I imagine then you could also be kovei atinus.
The first
to come out of the Western Hemisphere.
Yeah.
In the 17th century.
Yeah.
It was about this. Because they were in the Jews landed in.
With the pilgrims?
In South America.
Yeah.
So in the Southern Hemisphere, everything is backwards.
Right.
So the first shoot was when they should say Mashifaruah.
Right. And what was the
yeah. The answer was.
In Shemei Tefillah.
The answer was because it's such a small community, it's not like it's that it should do what everybody else does.
Uh-huh. But in Shemei Tefillah, they could say something.
I didn't have the whole thing in front.
From the Gemara, it seems that in Shemei Tefillah, that's like Ninveh. That would answer that question. What do they do in Australia today in places like that? You know. They go according to the rest of the world, but presumably. But I would imagine that if they need rain,
they do what we do here.
Right, the United States is the Northern Hemisphere. That's
but
the same
still,
thing.
They need
rain. Right. They need rain in other times. Right.
1642.
Or in London when they need rain all the time. You know. Yeah.
Well, in Europe, like the Scandinavian countries, they go according to Yishuvah.
Yeah.
Like for Motzei Shabbat.
For Saint Talmoter, right. We go according to Saint Talmoter, they go according to their chutzlars, as we saw before. Also, it's not a simple matter.
Who cares if there's no rain in New Jersey? If you think about it.
They care.
Yeah, but what are you doing in New Jersey?
Yeah,
that's
a different issue. They live there. They live there. If they had a farm, they would care. Okay.
They don't want rain.
All right. Bashani on the second now in the last seven, in the last seven fasts, we said that on in the last seven fasts on Mondays they only open the doors partially of the stores in Chashecha when it gets dark. Right, for people need food in the evening. V'chamishi call him on Thursday, the whole day make up shabbos. My question was, Iboilu, hechi tari, bebeiz matin in imchashecha, doesn't mean that on Monday evening they open the doors partially, ubehei kolayom, and on Thursday they open the whole day partially, make up shabbos. Odum v'sheni matin, maybe means on the second day it's only partially, v'chamishi Poskim Kol Yom Kippur, they open the doors all the way. In other words, you could just conduct regular business on Thursday because of Kavod Shabbos. Tashma Netanya, V'sheni Matnada Erev. In the Monday evening, they open the doors partially because people need food to break their fast on. V'machamishi, Poskim Kol Yom Kippur, Nei Kavod Shabbos. Here it says clearly, on Thursday, they open doors all the way to Kavod Shabbos. Let's say you had two doors. You could open one door and close one door. Rashi learns this is even on Monday. Other Mepharshim say that it's only on Thursday that you do that. If you had like a bench or a little platform in front of the store, because then it doesn't look like it's totally open. It's not literally all the way open to the street. People won't be mitzar when they see all the food. You know, there's nothing worse than you're on a fast and you know you smell that sweet aroma of the foods being sold or cooked or whatever. Let's say these passed all, it means all 13 fast days have passed and they weren't answered. You do less business with a binyan atia. Tiny of a binyan binyan simple. Construction that's necessary for life, for business things, you got to go on with your life, you have to do. But he means you shouldn't do construction of a simcha. Netiyah shel simcha means plantings of simcha. What does that mean? Ezo binyan shel simcha. He builds a wedding canopy for the chuppah for his son. So that you could be mamayit, you know, that stuff. If those past, you try to be mamayit in that, make them a simple thing. Ezo netiyah shel simcha zeh anoteya avarn kishom lochem. They plant a tree for Malachim. It was common, Rashi explains what they used to do, that when a royal baby was born, they would plant a tree in his name. And then on the day that he was coronated, later on, you know, 20 years later, whatever, when they killed his father, you know, they would make a throne from that tree. That was a common thing. So maybe they also did it for other people. But that's like a special thing of a simcha. That wasn't something which was necessary. In other words, they limited when things were bad, when things were in a drought, and they weren't answered after 13 fasts, you limited things of simcha. To show that you're an avelus. God's upset with you. And you have to show yourself. We'll see. You limited the baseball. Yeah, I stopped having a catch here since the boys were, you know, you don't feel right having a catch in front of the shul. But, you know, you try to, it just doesn't feel proper. It doesn't feel proper, you know.
This whole daf.
Yeah.
We should be thinking about
exactly. The boys.
The analogy between the boys.
I know, exactly. That's what I mentioned before. You just don't feel right. You don't feel right anymore, you know. Uvishela shalom, and in greeting one another. Tan Rabban Chavei Amen Shalom Dimeim at all. Rabbis, you know, once 13 fasts have passed, and they haven't been answered. So people who are smart, intelligent people, stop talking to one another. You just walk around. Yeah. It's hard to accept. We feel, you know, you feel forsaken. You feel bad. So they don't even talk. I'm the Aretz Sholem. If an Aretz asks the rabbi, he says, good morning, Machzir L'Besaf Rava. So he answered in a soft voice, over Kod Rosh, in a very, you know, very serious, solemn way, you know, yeah, good morning. You know, like you try not to be too overjoyed. V'hei Mesatim Yoshim Kaveim, they sit wrapped and sitting like mourners. U'kamenudin, people who are in Chayim, Kibnei Adam, Hanazufu L'Makam, people who have been rejected by God. Achi Yochim Moshim, until Hashem has Rechmanos. Amar B'lezer, Einar Nam Choshev, V'shor Lipol Al Panav. This is Elm Kei Nenek Yeshuv. And now we get into a concept that people who were great people, and they, you know, they fell, they prostrated themselves on the floor before God. Don't try that yourself. Kids, don't try this at home. Don't do that yourself. Unless you know you're going to answer like Yeshua Ben Noah. Why? Because if people see the rabbi prostrate himself on the ground and then there's still no rain or he haven't been answered, people will laugh at the whole system. It's not proper. So don't go too far. Don't make yourself such a great tzaddik unless you know you're going to ask like Yeshua Ben Shenemar, Yeshua Kum Lecha. Lama Zat Tanofa, what are you loving? So you see Yeshua fell on his face, but he was answered by God. But a person shouldn't put sack. You people see people putting sackcloth on people? Don't do that today. People, you do kriya, you don't kriya.
They do it, they go to.
Well, okay, those people are whatever. A choshev person shouldn't do that. Apparently, they're not so choshev. They're just, you know, maybe they're just, those are just costumes. Ain't no choshev v'shoy lachgr sack. A person choshev should not put on sack. Elim kainenek yarmachab. Yar menachab was a Russia. His father was a Russia. He was a Russia. But when Hashem declared a drought, what did he fasted? When he heard how things, bad things, he tore his clothes. He was passing on the wall. He saw the people. So he was answered. Hashem answered. Unless you're going to get, unless you know you're going to get answered, unless you know you have a direct line to God, so to speak, which nobody has today, don't try these things yourself,
really?
Kids. Not everybody. Yeah, there was an advantage of living in the old days, because when all these various rabbis and charlatans would come out with these decrees, he knows why this happened, and this has happened because this has. So you didn't hear about it in those days because you didn't have the communications.
No communication.
People didn't
know.
So some idiot said something somewhere. Today, as soon as somebody says it's out on the internet, on the WhatsApp, and everybody's talking about it, and then you have to and say, how do you answer this guy? You know, what are you going to say? Rabbi Lezer, lo akol b'kriya, v'lo akol b'nefila. Rabbi Lezer said that not everybody's answered by tearing their clothes, and not everybody's answered by nefila. Moshe of Aaron, who were the most chashuv and nefila, they just fell down and they were answered. Yoshua of Kaleb b'kriya, they weren't going to be answered by nefila. They actually had to rend their garments. Moshe of nefila d'chsiv v'yipo Moshe of Aaron al panayim. They fell. Yoshua of Kaleb b'kriya d'chsiv v'Yoshua benun v'Kaleb ben Yefuna karu b'game. They tore their clothes. So you see that everybody has to know how great. Notice, later on, Yeshua was answered also by falling down. But when Moshe and Aaron were around, he wasn't so great. When Moshe and Aaron weren't around anymore, then Yeshua was the greatest, right? But when Moshe and around, Yeshua wasn't. He had to tear his clothes in order to be considered chashim. Maskul Rav Zeira, v'item Rav Shmuel Barachmani. Rav Zeira, sometimes Shmuel Barachmani asked the question, Yavik said, you're not quite right in the drush. You ever said Yoshua? If he says Yoshua, it's not Yoshua, Torah's close, could you be right? Hashdir said V'Yoshua. It says V'Yoshua ben Nun V'Kalib B'Yefun. It says and Yoshua. So Havavit, maybe he did both. In other words, maybe it's going on Vav Mosef Aliyin Rishon, says Rashi. So maybe Moshe and Aaron fell down. V'Yoshua ben Nun V'Kalib B'Yefun Koros B'Gain. Meaning V'Yoshua, Yeshua could have done both. He also bowed down, fell on his face, and he also tore his clothes. And he's just arguing with the concept, not saying that Yoshua ben Nun didn't have to curse because clearly you see that he had to tear his clothes in order to get an answer. It just means, it doesn't mean Yeshua didn't down him, because how about he might have done both? A similar thing, eventually when Bnei Yisrael will be redeemed from our suffering and our servitude, the nations will look up to us. Some will stand up and some will bow down to us. Malachim Bekima. Malachim, kings, will stand up for us. Sarim B'Shechaviyah, the lesser, not the kings, the officers, will bow down. Malachim Bekima D'chsiv, Komar Hashem, So Hashem Go Yisrael Kedosho. The Redeemer, so says God, the Redeemer of Israel, the Holy One, Levazei Nefesh, the one who's been embarrassed, the one who's been shamed, meaning the Jewish people, the Messiah of Goy, they're the ones that the Goyim have despised us. Le'evet Moshlin, Rashi says, to the people who are in servitude to the slaves, and as Va'avadim Moshlin, to the people who are ruled by slaves to us, meaning the Jewish people, Malachim Yirvakomo, Malachim eventually will see you and they will rise before you. V'sarim b'shtachaviyah, and some officers will bow down, v'sif sarim v'yishtachavu. So, in other words, so you see over here that the same idea that, you know, some will do this and some will do that. Maskul Rav Zeir, the same kind of question, Rav Zeir, V'kem Rav Shmuel Ben Nachmani, Yevik Siv, V'sarim V'yishtachavu, Kidakamr. If we would say, and officers will bow down, I would agree with you that officers will die. Hashdiv Sarim V'yishtachavu, Havavit. In other words, maybe it's going on the Pasuk when it says, the Pasuk says, Kamar Shalom Yisrael, Levazim Shalom, Malachim Yir V'kamu, V'sarim, V'sarim, Sarim V'yishtachavu. So maybe they did both. Maybe it says, Malachim Yir V'kamu, Sarim, maybe the Sarim, maybe Yir V'kamu is going on the Sarim too. Maybe they would also stand, maybe the Sarim have to stand and they bow down. They first bow down and they stand. In other words, if we would say V'sarim Yishtachavu Kidakamrit, he starts saying not Bava Masid Yerushin, but he's saying if we would only say V'sarim Yishtachavu, so that's like a break. Yishtachavu Kidakamrit. Rashi says V'sarim Yishtachavu Havava. Rashi says no Rashi on this, but he's just saying it depends how you can read the pasuk both ways. I'm not going to end off with one final thing. I'm not by Yitzchak Afani Omer Lo Kol Ora V'Kol Simcha Ora that eventually the in Olam Haba. It says, "Or Zarul Atzadik." There will be a light for the tzaddikim. Uli Yishrei Leiv. Rashi says, "Yishrei Leiv." People who are straight are greater than tzaddikim. See, a tzaddik is a person who does great deeds. A yashar is even a higher madrega than a tzaddik. So he says, not everybody's going to be zocha to the or, right? That's for the tzaddikim, not everybody for the simcha. Tzaddikim la'ora, u yisharim simcha. Tzaddikim la'ora, the siv or is a ruah la'tzaddik, they will get the or. Uli sharim simcha, yisharim will get simcha, the siv yishra, they have simcha. Simcha is a higher, they won't just get light, they will also have great simcha. It says yisharim simcha. Here the Gemara doesn't ask. Now, Tosis points out, maybe why doesn't say also, maybe they get both, right? Because it says orzo tzadik uliyish relev simcha. Rashi says pirush ve'ein lo mikalei uliyisharim haivai. Maybe they get both, right? Because otherwise it would have said it differently. Because since it says orzo tzadik, it should have said since it's orzo tzadik uliyish relev uliyisharim. It's orzo uliyish relev to both of them. Then it should have just mingled them all together. It says or and simcha would be for tzadikim and yisharim. It would say that way. So since orzo tzadik, because of nature, the way the pasuk is constructed, orzo tzadik. So or is for the tzaddik and for the simcha for the yisharim, right? Tosfos says you have a few minutes here.
What is yisharim? What is
it? That's the finishing. Yeah, tzaddik. Pirush ve'elam yisharim haivai simchora. De'im kain darmil yisharim leiv koi aha. If yisharim is going on, the yisharim will also get the or, right? Kamo kain. I mean, in tzaddikim koi also aha. The basrei. You could also say or is a ruah latzaddik uli yisharim leiv simcha. You could say that the simcha is also going on both. Right, and that you also said the kumakamarin that tzaddikim koyahad the labasrei even the samach tzaddik lishalev uvara yeshefish bein zel zed the imkain if there wouldn't be a difference between them levirin belichtav latzaddikim lishalev or of a simcha. Why does it say like he says like who tomorrow's or of a simcha say latzaddikim lishalev yer or of a simcha avalid leil loavim melachim v'sarim kiatari they're not the same eli yiru v'kamu benayu right the pasuk before when talk about it said that melachim yiru v'kamu. Right? There's the year of a kama. Those words are between the malachim and the sarim. So therefore, you could say that it's going on both b'nai. Kamo year of a kama, David kodem, sarim koi ala malachim l'el, koi nami asarim l'chsibbe. In other words, the year of a kama can be going on the malachim, and the year of a kama can be going on the sarim. But here it says, orzo at tzadik, uli yishrei lev simcha. So you don't want to say that the or is going on both, because otherwise, if the or is going on both, the simcha could also be going on both, say it reversed. And if that would be the case that the or and the simcha is going on both, let it just say or a simcha, yeah, let's tzaddikim l'sharm, or let's tzaddikim l'sharm, yeah, or a simcha. So therefore, the nature, the construction of the pasuk indicates that the or is for the tzaddikim and the simcha is for the yisharm.
What is yisharm?
Yisharm means a person who's straight in everything that he does.
Honest
and straight. Yeah, yeah. You're a yashar.
I'm a tzaddik.
Oh, you're a tzaddik? Okay. I didn't say you're a tzaddik. You're a yashar. It looks bad, but I'm a righty. You really want to know? Really want to know? My grandson wanted a Shabbos party, right? So I opened up the freezer and I gave him a popsicle. You like the popsicle. Then as I closed the door of the freezer, he noticed that there was ice cream cones in there too. So he wanted ice cream cones. But once you close the freezer, it stays shut real tight. So I tried pulling it open, and as I pulled it open, scraped the whole piece of thing came out. It wasn't, everybody says, it doesn't look good. I tell them I'm a righty, I would have cut this.
We love our grandkids.